And I suppose it is therefore no surprise that after the Second World War, Adenauer focused on achieving economic stability in the 1950s. His success in that area bringing him great popularity.
But going back to the 1920s, just as it appeared as if they were coming through the economic problems, the Wall Street crash occurred, leading to the Great Depression. This was completely out of the government's control, but it was to have a massive impact on Germany.
Yeah, you could argue that having survived the early years, Weimar was becoming more stable, and that without the crash, democracy might have survived. In other words, its fall was far from inevitable.
This is another fascinating aspect of the period. Why had democracy never really taken root? Support for the more extreme parties and the attitude of the president, Hindenburg, to the Republic were hardly an endorsement. And look how Hitler was able to play on the failings of democracy in order to win support.
And this interpretation has been taken even further by writers such as A.J.P. Taylor, who argued that the process of the unification of the 19th century gave way to the imperial ambitions of Wilhelm, which culminated in the tyranny of Hitler. In other words, the Third Reich was a natural outgrowth of German history.
I think that view has been successfully challenged and would now see the rise of Hitler as more a result of events post-1918. The attitude of the elites towards authority throughout the period is interesting and a part of our study. The army, judiciary, and civil service were not particularly supportive of Weimar. Many were more supportive of Hitler's rule, or at least in the early years when the army swore an oath to him. As a result, they were able to retain their influence. Many who had wholeheartedly supported the Nazis even managed to remain in office under the new Republic and Adenauer. East Germany, by the way, took a stronger line against such figures.
It's also interesting to look at how much popular support there was for the various regimes and the degree of opposition they faced. Popular support for Weimar and the democratic parties was never particularly strong. Hitler, despite intimidation, never won a majority in elections. It was only with Adenauer in 1957 that one party actually achieved more than 50% of the popular vote. However, in many ways, the political system with proportional representation didn't help achieve political stability, making Adenauer's achievement even more remarkable. He was able to hold office for longer than Hitler and virtually as long as Weimar, with all its different governments.
If we look at popular unrest to gauge the strength of opposition, we see it throughout much of the period. There was significant unrest in the early years of Weimar and opposition to Nazi rule despite their use of terror. This included street fighting during their latter years. Under communism in East Germany, millions fled the country before the Berlin Wall was built. The uprising in 1953 was so bad, the government had to call in Russian tanks to restore order. That sort of picture is not something we would usually associate with Germany.
I suppose if we were looking to explain the reasons for this picture, it might be helpful to consider the impact of the two wars on Germany. They certainly seem to have made the state unstable. The wars brought to an end authoritarian forms of government and led to the establishment of regimes based on the wishes of the victorious allies.
Yeah. First World War led to the abdication of the Kaiser and led to the establishment of a democratic republic, which, as we have seen, struggled to win over the population. Meanwhile, the Second World War led to the overthrow of the Nazi regime and the splitting of the country. A democracy was established in the West and a totalitarian communist dictatorship in the East. Both were a reflection of their occupying powers. So defeat in war was crucial to the developments that took place in Germany.
Another significant way in which war created a legacy for Germany was the Holocaust. It's the key thing for which the Nazi regime is remembered. We will need to look at the extent to which war contributed to the occurrence of this horrific genocide.
I suppose underlying all of these issues is perhaps the most fascinating of all, the German problem and how to resolve it. Germany had been a great power before the First World War and wanted to retain that position after it, whereas the Allies, particularly France, were unwilling to agree.
Ah, the German problem. How to contain the power of Germany. It was this that motivated the terms of the Treaty of Versailles. As history relates, it backfired horribly. Reducing Germany's status fed the rise of Hitler, who, determined to restore Germany's status, was able to tap into a nationalist sentiment fermented by injured German pride.
I think many would argue that his aim was more than restore, but it does appear as if the German problem was a major cause of war in 1939.